Hi, good Vach and good Motzei Tisha B'Av. Hopefully everybody had an easy fast, but also a meaningful Tisha B'Av. Don't know how many of you are going to be listening to this, so I might just keep it short. But whether you have time to prepare for it or not, we are now up to Parshat Ve'etchanan, which is a very, very interesting pasuk with a lot in it. Obviously, we have the repetition to some degree of the Aseret HaDibrot, although there are certainly many nuanced differences, the biggest of one being, the whole Zachor V'Shamor differential with Shabbos, but there's many other differences as well. We also have the first paragraph of the Shema, which is obviously very key, and there are many commentaries that speak about the connection between the two and how actually within the Shema itself, it's actually hinted all of the Aseret HaDibrot. We're going to talk about something a little bit different, though. In this week's parsha, the Torah writes, "V'etchem lekach Hashem Barzel. This is something that I actually wrote about last year. So if you read my Dvar last year, you'll have heard this already. But there's also something I was thinking about even more when I was going through it this week. Hashem refers to us as an Am Nachala. Although later in the parsha, he also refers to us as an Am Sigula, which is very interesting. And we'll see if I can get into perhaps the differences. Right now, I'm just going to talk about this pasuk. So I'll translate it. And Hashem has taken you and has brought you out of the iron crucible of Mitzrayim to be for him as an Am Nachala, such as this day. Now, many things are interesting about this pasuk, obviously one of which is the term Am Nachala. Now, many commentaries do focus on the idea of Mitzrayim being an iron crucible, but I'm going to focus on the latter. The Torah calls us an Am Nachala through the words of Moshe, which is a nation of portion, for lack of a better terminology. The basic understanding is that just as we were given a select portion of the land from all the lands on the earth, or i.e. Eretz Yisrael, so too we were the selected portion from all the nations of the world. Now this idea comes across in many different terminologies, including Bachar, which means chosen, and most famously, Am Sigula, a treasured nation. So where does the Torah specifically, why here does the Torah specifically use the term Am Nachala, a nation of portion? The word Nachala stems from the word Nachal, interestingly enough, right, which means stream. Now, often borders were delineated by bodies of water, sometimes as small as a stream. Now, the Sefer Tovat Maariv and other Kabbalistic works explain that this concept actually runs far deeper. They explain that the heavenly blessings flow down to us like water down a stream. We do not always receive blessings at once like a raging river, but sometimes they are very slow and very steady like a stream of abundance and blessing. Now, when one receives an inheritance, such as a literal portion of land, such as the land of Israel, or an inheritance being a part of Hashem's nation, one has the ability to receive constant blessing. This, of course, is provided that we follow in Hashem's ways and that we act properly. This is why the terminology of Am Nachala is, in fact, surrounded by warnings of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and other ways in which we can stray. If we would act as we should, then we will not only be a treasured nation, but will also be an Am Nachala, a nation that will continually receive blessing. Now, the pasuk following the one mentioned above used the term Nachala as well. It's in the context of the land of Israel, which is fitting based on what we have explained. What's interesting, however, is that a few psukim later, the Torah writes, "L'haviyacha l'tet et eretzam Nachala kayom hazeh," to bring you, to give you your portion of land such as this day. Now, again, the term Nachala is mentioned, but so is the ambiguous phrase kayom hazeh, which could be translated as such as this day. Now, aside from the fact that this phrase appears unnecessary, it's also unclear exactly what it means. Now, this word kayom, like the day, or as the day, appears only 9 times in the Torah, 7 which are in the form of, like we have it, kayom hazeh. Now, the first instance this word appears is when Yaakov is asking Esau for the birthright, as the Torah writes, "V'yom Yaakov mechra kayom et birchati li." Now, in that case, it's not kayom hazeh, but it's sell me kayom, your birthright to me. And Rashi explains that this word kayom means, just as the day is certain, as it occurs every day, the sun comes up, the sun goes down, so too they should make a bona fide sale that all will agree is valid. The Chizkuni translates it more literally, as in the sale should be effective today, not effective in the future. And there are other explanations as well, again, confirming the ambiguity of the term. Now, the first instance that the specific term kayom hazeh, right, such as this day, is used is and the only instance outside of Sefer Devarim is when Yosef's brothers are speaking to him after Yaakov passes away. Yosef states, "V'atem chashavtem alai ra elokim chashva l'tova l'man aseh kayom hazeh l'chayot amrav." And you thought to do me harm, but Hashem thought to do good for me in order that I should do kayom hazeh, to sustain many people. Now, the commentaries here do not spell out why this terminology is used, but within the context of the pasuk, it appears to infer that it may be that on a specific day, one will realize why things happen the way they did. It means that kayom hazeh, like as it is on this day, you can now, in retrospect, see what happened. We just finished Tisha B'Av, and we've had a lot of terrible things happen to us, unfortunately, throughout the years. We've had many good things, too. But, yeah, certainly we've had many struggles and many tragedies, both on a national and personal level. And many times we don't understand why it happened. And, you know, when Mashiach comes, which Bezrat Hashem will be soon, we'll be able to take a look back, and we'll say, Kayom Hazeh, on this day, oh, now I see so many pieces that fall into place that I didn't understand what happened before. In the case of Yosef, Yosef initially thought it was bad that he was being sold. The brothers thought that they were avoiding bad by selling Yosef, but all along it was part of Hashem's plan, and everything was for the good. Perhaps then this is what Hashem is teaching here as well. We are Hashem's nation of portion, no matter what. This comes with good and bad, bad that appears as good, and good that appears as bad. Sometimes we don't know what's clear, right? You know, as Rabbi Becker was saying, as the Shir was listening to earlier today, right, we don't unfortunately have a Navi anymore. So the Navi, whether people listen to him or not, will tell us what is correct and what is not correct and what needs to be changed and what doesn't need to be changed. But we no longer have a Navi, so we have to do the best we can. We have to listen to our sages and follow our hearts, follow the Torah, and all of that. But sometimes we just simply don't know. We have to just do what we can. But if one stops and looks the middle, so let's take a step back for a second, going back to the stream analogy. If one takes a look at the middle of a long stream, one cannot necessarily determine where it came from or where it's going, same thing with the river. But one can determine which way it's moving, and it's always moving forward. Hashem wants us to grow, and he wants to bestow us with constant blessing. Sometimes it is more straightforward, and sometimes we may only see it in hindsight, or perhaps we may not see it at all until after 120 or when Mashiach comes. But we are always Hashem's treasured nation, and we are always Am Nachalah, Hashem's special portion. Now I have 2 minutes remaining. And I'll see if I can perhaps, I don't have a great answer for it, but I'll see if I can perhaps shed a light on the difference between an Am Sugula and an Am Nachala. Am Sugula is focusing on the specialness of us as a nation. We are a treasure nation. We are dear to Hashem. We have the most amount of mitzvot, and we can make the greatest impact in the world, and we are Hashem's chosen nation. And therefore, assuming we do what's right and what Hashem wants from us, we are special, and we are a treasure to him. We are dear to him. I mean, obviously all people and all of his creations are dear to him, but this would be even more so because we have a heightened responsibility and we're living up to it, and it's kind of like having a kid versus having a pet, or whatever you want to make an analogy, or you have like an older brother and a younger brother, or the older brother knows better, whatever. I mean, whatever you want to make, whatever. I'm not suggesting anything. But what I'm saying is the treasure implies that there is some chavivus, there is some specialness to it. Am Nachalah is actually setting up the borders. It's setting up the delineations and the construct that if we follow the delineations that Hashem has given us, meaning his mitzvot, his statutes, and his guidelines, everything like that, then it will flow to us in bracha. When we receive that bracha, and then we acknowledge Hashem, and we move further, and we develop the mitzvot further, and develop even further to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we develop more explicitly from an Am Nachalah into an Am Sigulah. Or, alternatively, you could say we actualize the potential of us being called an Am Sigulah. So that is it for today. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom, and a good post-fest. How about that? So, you know, be well, everybody.